I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us on the line at the present time, Ted Rossman, industry analyst at CreditCards.com. As we begin to see the light at the end of the tunnel relative to the pandemic, a lot of weird things going on, a lot of strange, odd things going on. And as a result, a lot of people feeling they need to treat themselves to some stuff because they've been on lockdown for a long time and they're trying to figure out what they can give themselves that's very special. And Ted's here to talk about that as a result of a number of surveys. Ted, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure, Ted. Always good to hear from you. Always, you provide a lot of interesting data as to what people are thinking, or sometimes even indications that they're not thinking very well.
Yeah, you know, what I thought really stood out to this one is that 44% of U.S. adults say that they're willing to take on debt in the second half of the year to treat themselves. And I want to be careful about how I say this because obviously, it's been a rough year plus dealing with COVID, and I think everybody should be entitled to treat themselves to some extent. I mean, I don't want to come on and say, oh, you can't spend any money and you can't do anything. But what I am surprised about is the debt angle, because, you know, not to minimize those who are struggling, but the fact is that most people's finances actually improved this past year. We saw total credit card debt fall 17%, according to the New York Fed. We saw the personal saving rate hit a record. So my advice would be, yeah, unleash some of that pent-up demand, you know, travel, dine out, see your family and friends, but do so with savings or do so with money that you've budgeted out of your monthly pay. If we go right back to running up these credit card balances, that's really expensive debt. That's often 15, 20%, sometimes even more.
And the credit card interest rates are on the uptick, right?
Yeah, they are. I mean, despite the Fed keeping the federal funds rate at record lows, we've talked about record low mortgage rates over the past year, that has not extended to credit cards. And some of that is because it's unsecured debt. So these lenders have worried they might not get paid back. So they've built in more profit margin. Those rates are still quite high, and there's a good chance they could be going higher. So that's something that I do worry about.
So a lot of momentum created by individuals with their own personal, the way that they've managed their own family money. And I guess your first inclination is to say, keep that momentum going and just, you know, stay smart about it, because in many cases, there are folks that actually did better during this pandemic than if there were not a pandemic. And
I think
a lot of recent studies show, whether it was PPP, forgiveness of some debt, being able to cover some certain things, holding on, you know, taking a breath and being able to set aside some money. It came in a bunch of different fashions and form. I'm just not talking about, you know, federal unemployment or that. There was a big jambalaya of aid that was out there that if you were able to avail yourselves of more than one or two or three, it really put people in a fairly good position.
That's exactly right. And I think it would be a fantastic habit to keep around. So whether it was stimulus, whether it was spending less, whether it was just hard work to pay down your debt, let's not give back those gains. So again, you know, I think you can enjoy yourself. Just do so in moderation. I would also note that on the subject of goods versus services, I think this is really interesting that sales of goods actually did remarkably well in 2020 because people upgraded their homes, they bought furniture, they bought electronics, they bought exercise equipment. It was services that really struggled, namely travel, dining, other things like that. We knew that services would bounce back, and we're thankful that they are. What surprised me, though, is that sales of goods has remained really strong. We found in our data, and we've seen in other people's data, that people are still renovating their homes. They're still buying a lot of electronics and cars. And in fact, sometimes it's hard to get your hands on durable goods like refrigerators and lumber. And so that's one of those weird post-COVID kind of things that you're talking about. But I think that while all of this may be very good for the economy, it's not really a shift from goods to services. It's goods and services. And I think that's contributing to some of the budget woes that we're talking about here, is that what's good for the economy may not be good for your credit card balance if you try to do it all at once.
Yeah. And this always seems to break down differently with age groups. So tell us about that.
It's young adults who are the most likely to be splurging and going into debt. Gen Zers, millennials, a lot more likely to be doing this than Gen Xers and boomers. And I don't mean to sound that, you know, make that sound in a punitive sense that, you know, oh, they're being irresponsible. I mean, there may be some element of YOLO and we're young and want to go out and do these things. I also think, though, that to be fair, there are a lot of financial pressures on young adults. They tended to work in jobs that were harder hit by the pandemic, tended to have less savings coming in. There's other financial pressures associated with buying homes and raising kids and paying off student loans. So I think there's various reasons for it. But at the end of the day, it's young adults that are a lot more likely to be splurging on these discretionary things and going into debt as a result.
And in many respects, I mean, if we're honest, their life was more altered in, from a social perspective than probably most. Because, you know, when you get to like my age, yes, we do a lot of things socially, but I don't do nearly what I did when I was, you know, 21, 22, 23 years of age.
I think that's a great explanation. Yeah. And, you know, I just think it really comes back, though, to being smart about it and realizing that, yes, we want to have fun, but it's not fun to carry a credit card balance at 15% or 20% or something like that. Like, that's really going to hold you back. So something that I've really been thinking a lot about as we climb out of COVID is, what do you value with money? I think this gives us the opportunity to reset some habits because everything shut down and there were some things that we missed terribly and we want to go back to doing them and we should. There's other things, though, that I would argue we probably spent money out of habit and maybe we didn't value it all that much. And I think those are the habits that we need to rethink here, that make those trade-offs, choices, priorities. I think if you spend more smartly, you can enjoy yourself and also keep your budget in check.
And I guess if you kind of look at this as a reset button and an opportunity to kind of redefine, relook, re-engineer oneself in the way that you spend your money, this is a perfect opportunity to do so.
I think there's a real opportunity there because credit card debt has historically been a very persistent problem. Pre-COVID, about half of Americans had credit card debt. A little over half of them had had it for at least a year. More than a third had had it for at least 2 years. So these are some hard-won gains here, the fact that credit card debt's down 17% over the past year. Let's keep that momentum going. In the past, things have often gone back to the way they were. The financial crisis from 2007, 8, 9, that was really slow motion compared to COVID, and it did take longer. But eventually, those balances ran right back up. From 2014 through 2019, credit card debt rose 41%. That's the kind of thing that I worry about happening again, and it may happen much more quickly this time around because we'd like to see a V-shaped recovery in a lot of parts of the economy, but one thing we don't want to see V-shaped is just running up a big credit card bill again.
Yeah, absolutely. Ted Rossman, industry analyst at creditcards.com. Thank you so much for joining us. We always enjoy your insight, your perspective for sure. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Great. Thank you. You too.
All righty. We will be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. On No Filter Friday, when we come back, I'll have some comments to make about the Portia Pollack case and the way that Judge Angel Harris handled this. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.